The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children who wish to come forward. It is such a delight to have all of you here. How are you? Is everyone okay? All right. So, in the gospel that I just read, Jesus asks his disciples, who do the people around you tell me I am? And they all point over here. See all of those windows? That's Moses in the middle. And then it's Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel. All of them are prophets of God. All of them had a message from God. And that message was going to comfort people who were sad and afflicted, and it was going to afflict comfortable people. That was the job of a prophet. And so the disciples say, most people think that you're a really cool and amazing prophet. Then Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah, you are the Son of God, you're our Savior. That's Jesus in the middle over there. And Jesus is different than the prophets. Now, Jesus has a message from God, just like the prophets do. Jesus does make all of us, when we're feeling awful and bad, feel comfortable. And if I'm feeling really kind of full of myself, Jesus will knock me down a peg. But Jesus is more than just a prophet, because Jesus, in his living and in his dying and in his rising again, makes each of you a child of God, makes all of us children of God, brings us forgiveness, new life, and saves. It all happened here on the cross. It all begins here at the font. It all continues all the time. The prophets are really wonderful and cool, but we follow Jesus because Jesus is our Savior. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming and saving us. Help us to listen to the words of the prophets, but help us to follow you in your life of love and care for all around you. Be with us today, Lord, and for this day, we give you thanks. Amen. Thank you for being here, everybody.